Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Step on a crack and you'll soon be eaten by the bears that congregate at street corners, waiting for their lunch to walk by. City Sayings.
Prologue. The Last Supper. 1.
The back of the table captain's cream-colored evening jacket had just turned away when Stephen Hopkins leaned across the secluded corner booth and kissed his wife. Caroline closed her eyes, tasting the cold champagne he'd just sipped, then felt a tug as Stephen's hand caught one of the silk spaghetti straps of her Chanel gown. "These puppies aren't exactly secured in this frock, if you haven't noticed," she said as she came up for air. "Keep playing around and we're going to have a serious wardrobe malfunction. How's my lipstick?" "Delicious," Stephen said, smiling like a bleeping movie star. Then he touched her thigh. "You're past 50, Caroline said. "Not 15. Having this much fun with your husband, Caroline thought, playfully twisting Stephen's hand away, had to be illegal. That their annual Christmas in New York date got better every year was beyond her, but there you had it. Dinner here at Lorraine, probably the most elegant, most seductive French restaurant in New York City. A horse and buggy ride through Central Park, then back to the Pierre's presidential suite. It had been their Christmas gift to themselves for the past 4 years, and every year it turned out to be more romantic than the last, more and more exquisite. As if on cue, snow began falling outside the copper-trimmed windows of the restaurant, big silver flakes that hung in glittering cones from Madison Avenue's old-fashioned black iron lampposts. "If you could have anything this Christmas, what would it be?" Caroline asked suddenly. Stephen raised his gold-tinged glass of Laurent Perrier Grand Siècle Brut, trying to come up with something funny. I wish... A stilling sadness extinguished the humor from his face as he stared into his flute. "I wish this were hot chocolate." Caroline felt dizzy as her mouth opened and her breath left. Many years ago, she and Stephen had been homesick scholarship freshmen at Harvard, without enough money to make it home for Christmas. One morning, they'd been the only two breakfast...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?